This is old Blois, and I'm going to tell you about this old boy that lives down here. Hadn't lived down here long, about 2 years, I believe. But he's a real interesting person, and he's kin in some way to old Carl that runs this beer garden down here. And I get these relations mixed up, you know, but what he is, he's Carl's brother's grandson. That's who he is. He's Carl's brother's grandson. Now, I don't know what kin that makes him to Carl, but you can figure that out for yourself. But his name is Houston Ford. And like I say, he ain't lived in this community very long. For a long time, he lived in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he lived out there. I used to hear old Carl talk about him. Well, he joined up with wasn't the army, but it was a military outfit of some kind, and he went to Afghanistan and spent 2 years over there, and he lost his eyesight in some kind of a accident over there, and he come on back home, and he was living in Phoenix, Arizona, and old Carl, you know, has kept in touch with him over the years. So old Carl told him to come out here, and he'd give him a job. And so old Carl, you know, he's got this beer garden up here, but he built this little old annex to it. And he's got this little store there, and they sell, you know, candy and cold drinks and you know, razor blades and all bunch of, you know, stuff that you would need. He sells a few groceries, he sells everything there but cigarettes. He won't sell cigarettes. He don't believe in smoking, and he don't even let you smoke in that beer garden. And the only time I ever seen Carl mad was, and only time I ever seen him, you know, use any force on anybody was somebody come into that place where Houston Ford was working and had a cigarette, and old Houston told him, he said, you know, Carl don't allow you to smoke in here. And it was old Burl is who it was that he was talking to, and old Burl got smart, and he said, well, you blind, I can't remember what he called him, he said, how you know I'm smoking? Maybe I'm dipping. Well, old Carl happened to hear him, and he come up there and grabbed him by the belt and carried him out in the yard and throwed him into that old barrel that they got, that water barrel that they got there, and he told him not to never come back there no more. And that's the only time I've ever seen Carl, you know, really get mad. But I'm getting away from the story, but I just thought I'd throw that in. But anyway, old Houston, you know, Carl put him in charge of that store, and he's added, you know, stuff to it. Old Houston has put in some other merchandise, and he runs that thing. And where I met him, you know, is I come in there one time, and I was going to get me one of them great knee highs. And so that man told me, he said, you know, I don't believe I've ever met you before. And I told him my name. I said, my name is Blois Porter. And I said, I lived down there about a mile down or 2 miles down the road and told him about what I'd done, that I raised them, had them cows, and I'd sold milk to the school and so forth. And so I didn't know at that time that he couldn't see. He just, wasn't paying no attention, and I told him what I'd bought, I paid him for it. And so next time I went up there, well, he called me by name, and he said, "Hey, Blois, how you doing?" And so it kind of finally occurred to me that man couldn't see. But I never thought nothing about it because, you know, if he knowed who I was, well, I didn't care how he knowed. But it amazed other people around here, but it didn't amaze me because I've seen people do lots of things. I've seen animals do things that surprised me. And so you can't surprise me no more. And my girl has come in there before, he found out that she was my girl, and he learned that her name was Emily. So lots of times she comes in there after school to get, you know, candy or something, and he always calls her by name. And so she come back home one time, and she said, "Daddy, how does he know who I am?" And she said, "He can't see." And I said, "Emily, I don't know." I said, "Maybe he smells you." Well, that, you know, she made her mad, and she said, you saying that I stink?" And I said, "Well, no, Emily, I didn't say that." I said, you know, a dog can smell you. I said, "I don't mean you smell bad." I said, everybody's got a smell, I guess. I said, "I don't know. I don't go around smelling people." And I said, "I don't know how he knows who you are, but if you want to know, you can ask him and he'll tell you." But I said, "I don't worry about that." I said, "The important thing is that he does, and how he does it is his own business, but I guess if you want to know, you could ask him and he wouldn't mind telling you." But anyway, I'm going to tell you some more about old Houston Ford in the next podcast that I do, because he is, you know, a pretty good fella. He's a young fella, but he is real friendly, and he talks to you, you know, and he always talks to me, and he seems like he's a real smart fuller that way. And I remember one time I went up there to get some stuff, and I got, you know, some groceries and some Coke and candy, and I told him what all I bought, you know, and he said, "Well, you owe," and he told me what I owed is about $6.85, I believe. Well, I didn't, you know, he didn't add it up or nothing, and I didn't question him. He said I owed it, so I paid him. But when I got home, I added all that stuff up, and he was right to the penny. And so after that, I never did wonder about it. I just paid him what he said. But one time I told him, I said, "Houston," I said, "you must be awful smart to be able to do that, you know, and add that stuff up back like that." And he said, "Well," he said, "in some ways I might be." And he said, "in some ways I might be as dumb as dirt." But he said that, you know, that's true of most everybody. He said, you know, everybody has some stuff that they can do. And he said, everybody has some stuff that they can't do. And he said, like, you know, you might be real smart in some ways, and in some ways you might be as dumb as dirt too. And I laughed and I said, well, you're right about that. And so anyway, I'm going to tell you some more about old Houston in the next podcast. But and I'm going to tell you something that he done that amazed other people. It didn't amaze me because, like I told you before, nothing that people does, amazes me anymore. I know that everybody has abilities. What they do, they call that being unique. That's what my girl said everybody was unique. So anyway, I'm rambling here, and I'm going to get in trouble with her. So I'm going to shut this down, and I'll come back in a day or two and tell you some more about old Houston, because I think you'll be amazed.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.